You can climb, bike, paddle and hike almost anywhere in the sea to sky, but did you know you can also get married while doing it too? Local officiant, Reverend Jude Douglas, is on a mission to make couples' dream wedding day come true, and that means she's willing to hike, bike or climb up any mountain to do it. Douglas began her business as the Sea to Sky officiant in July 2024 after a colleague suggested there was a gap in the market for adventure lovers looking to get married. But her love of stories and sharing moments with people began long before. "I have always been a lover of love, especially inspired by my grandparents' marriage. They have this whole epic story about surviving World War II and a stack of hidden love letters. They're a true miracle couple that went on to have this gorgeous, 60-year marriage," Douglas told the Squamish chief. It was in her 20s, working as a European tour guide, when she first discovered her passion for engaging with a crowd. "That's where I learned to use a microphone, how to public speak, and also the beauty and being able to curate people's once-in-a-lifetime moments," she said. Then fast forward to 2020, with the pandemic, obviously I couldn't be a tour guide anymore, so that's when I geared off towards weddings. It was actually a local wedding photographer who told me, "Jude, you need to be an officiant, because we need someone here who is bubbly, can public speak, but also is willing to hike up a mountain, get in a helicopter, climb some rocks, and kind of answer that appetite for what Squamish is." That was back in 2021 when she first made that suggestion, and it took me a few years to get into it, but here we are, we did it. While Douglas marries people in traditional style ceremonies as well as performs vow renewals, it's the adventurous elopements that have seen a lot of interest in recent months. "I'll hike up any mountain, climb any multi-pitch, or paddle across any lake to make sure you say, 'I do,' in the most breathtaking locations," Douglas writes on her website. And she's not kidding. Douglas has performed boating elopements, taken a helicopter to the top of mountains and even climbed rock walls to give people their fairy tale moment. "I've even had couples put their wedding ceremony on Strava, which I think is the most Squamish thing ever," she said with a laugh. According to Douglas, 60% of her couples are local residents, with 40% from the Lower Mainland and other countries. "I've had a few couples from the United States, the United Kingdom, I get Aussies, and then I've had quite a few from the Czech Republic," she said. Why elope? The adventure elopement trend picked up during the pandemic when many couples were forced to cancel weddings due to gathering restrictions. But Douglas said she feels as though more people are opting for the style intentionally now. "I think that at first, COVID-19 opened the door for elopements. But now, rather than it being about the restrictions, what we can't do, it's more about intention, it's about the values, the connection, honoring how they spend their time together as a couple, or their passions," she said. "So it's no longer like, 'Oh, we can't have a big wedding.' It's something where couples are choosing elopement intentionally so that they can prioritize each other, reduce stress and save so much money. You can plan an entire elopement with everything, the ceremony, flowers, photos, beauty services, and it's going to cost less than a venue deposit." Douglas said that her couples often have celebrations with friends and family after eloping. "It's not like you just have to elope or have a big party. I often have people elope with me, and then they will book a restaurant, or have everyone over to their backyard and have a bit more of a casual celebration, but a celebration nonetheless," she said. Prices for adventure elopements vary, but a 3-hour rock climbing elopement package that includes a portaledge, cragging, a guide and equipment starts at around $3,125. Valley elopements, in a magical forest or waterside location, start around $1,999. All elopement packages include photography, florals, venue and planning. Things to remember. Did you know if you want to elope in a provincial park, you need to obtain a permit? Douglas said she sends out the documents to her couples ahead of time to make sure the ceremonies go off without a hitch. She also encourages brides with veils to use veil weights as the sea to sky is notoriously windy. Talking to your hair and makeup artist about your hairstyle, considering the wind, or even having your hair and makeup artist come along for the day to do a touch-up, can be a great idea. Douglas also has options for couples who would like to live stream or record their ceremonies. I find a lot of people who elope still want people to be able to live stream it and see the ceremony. Or if they don't want to go live, just at least record it so they can show their people later, she said. For those who want to hike or climb to their locations, Douglas said there are two options for attire. They can hike in their ceremony outfits, or they can wear casual clothes and change into their attire at their destination. I've actually gotten a little pop-up change room tent so the couples can hike in comfortably, change clothes at the top, and then they hike down after the ceremony in their bridal attire, she said. That way, they can still have a first look and a reveal of them in their bridal attire at the top, get the photos, and then if the dress does get a bit dirty on the way down, it's okay, because they've gotten the ceremony photos. But there are no rules. You can do it any way you want, which is the beauty of eloping as well. A final, but potentially crucial piece of advice Douglas gives to couples is to opt for a weekday ceremony as opposed to a weekend event. I definitely recommend Monday through Thursday to avoid the crowds that we get in the Sea to Sky on weekends. You don't want to be going to Alice Lake on a Saturday, she said. As for any location suggestions, Douglas said she is always scouting for possible options but is willing to take on any ideas that couples may have. I actually spend hours and hours on Google Satellite trying to find trails. Location scouting is a huge part of the job, she said. But one place she does recommend is Semaphore Lakes near Pemberton. It's one place that is really low effort, high reward. Because you drive up to about 1,300 meters, and it's only a 3.6 kilometers hike, that's not too steep to get into the Alpine, she said. So that's one that I think I would scream from the rooftops. But I've got a few local places that are 10-minute walks to incredible viewpoints that I kind of try and reserve for the couples that book with me. Head to the Sea to Sky Officiant website to book with Douglas and get one step closer to your dream adventure wedding. The Squamish Business Beat was developed in response to local demand for more business-focused news. To be considered, please reach out to news@squamishchief.com. Brought to you by Community Futures How Sound, the Sea to Sky's resource for financing and free business support to help local businesses and entrepreneurs in the area. Connect with them directly and learn more at cfhowsound.com or email Kieran at kieran.hale@cfhowsound.com.